sheep shall be shorn. Tomorrow my sheep shall be shorn. Now as for those sheep, they're delightful to see. They're a blessing to us all on the farm. It's the best of all food, for their flesh it is good, and the wool it will clothe us up warm, and the wool it will clothe us up warm. Now the sheep they're all shorn, and the wool carried home. Here's a health to our master and flock. And if we should stay till we all goes away, I'm afraid 'twill be past 12 o'clock. I'm afraid 'twill be past 12 o'clock.
I've a long time been courted by a roving young lad. He's courted me highly, both by night and by day. And now for to leave me, he's going away. Some say I'll go crazy, some say I'll go mad, for the sake of beautiful lad. All of my life, and he's all of my joy. If I can't have the weaver, my life I'll destroy. I'll cut off my hair, and I'll dress in men's clothes, and I'll follow the weaver wherever he goes. For the weaver is handsome, and the weaver is tall, and I love the weaver the best of them friends to disgrace. It's go and get married to me. And when you are married, see how kind I will be. So there she went walking down by the seashore. His words, they come to her as they oft done before. For all that you say and for all that you do, dear parents, I'll have the weaver in spite of all you.
Thank you. Well, we've started off with weaving songs, not only because the theme at Holden this summer is weaving a world tapestry, But I happen to be a weaver by profession. And I find it really interesting that Holden chose this theme. I chose the theme of weaving and spirituality and farming for my thesis in weaving. And the process of weaving is something that's very, it's not exactly spiritual, but it's very orderly, and it goes in a cycle, something like farming. My background, I grew up on a farm. And tonight you will hear songs not only about weaving, but about other seasons of life and some of our other thoughts about what we believe in. I have to look at my notes.
Your name is?
Yes. My name is Nadine Sanders. And this group started because we put together a concert for my thesis. And so on our tape, which we have in the back, a lot of the songs are about weaving and farming. But we'll be doing lots of others tonight. And one of them we're going to be doing next is called Pukala Sam Lenek. It's a Croatian folk song. It's about the process of planting and harvesting and making flax into linen and then making the clothing they wear out of the linen that they have spun. Pukala Sam Lenek.
Pukala Sam Lenek Namig Dandenek Oy Lenek Lep Lenek Svili Saye Moy Oy Lenek Lep Lenek Svili Saye Moy Lenek Svilis Ayemoy
Sivala Sam
Lenek Namig Dandenek Oy Lenek Lenek Svilis Ayemoy Oy Lenek Lenek Svilis Ayemoy
This next song is called La Tejidora, the Weaver, and in it there's some person who is remembering wistfully and with that sort of sweet, sad melancholy of their homeland in Paraguay, and thinking also of this lovely woman about whom the singer would sing a poem, sing a lovely verse about what is remembered of this woman who back in Paraguay would be weaving her lovely garments.
Aquí bien lejos, aquí bien lejos de nuestra patria, tierra del mate y azahar. Yo quiero en versos cantarte ufana. cuando en las tardes siento nostalgias, pensando en flores y el naranjal. En ti yo leo todo un poema de las florestas, en Paraguay.
When cloth was still woven in the home before it was mass-produced in mills, there were itinerant weavers which went around the country, and they went to people's homes, farms, and they would weave the cloth that the family needed to make clothes for the whole entire year. Now, of course, times being that they were, these were usually men. Men were the itinerant weavers. And in the first, second song we sang, you heard about the lovesick woman who fell in love with one of these itinerant weavers. And this is a fun song about an itinerant weaver. And don't worry if you don't understand the chorus, because it's nonsense words.
Sort of like unto Shubap Shuang.
Right.
As I roved out one moonlit night, the stars were shining and all things bright. I spied a pretty maid by the light of the moon, and under her apron she carried a loom. To me right back, father, do-a-di-do-day, right back, father, do-a-di-do-day. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-lay, to me right back, father, do-a-di-do-day. She says, young man, what trade do you bear? Says I, I'm a weaver, I do declare. I am a weaver, brisk and free, would you weave upon my loom, kind sir, said she. To me right back, father, do-a-di-do-day, right back, father, do-a-di-do-day. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-lay, to me right back, father, do-a-di-do-day. There was Nancy Wright and Nancy Rill, for them I wove the diamond twill. Nancy Blue and Nancy Brown, for them I wove the rose and the crown. To me right back, father, do-a-di-do-day, right back, father, do-a-di-do-day. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-lay, to me right back, father, do-a-di-do-day. So I laid her down upon the grass, I braced her loom both tight and fast, and for to finish it with a joke, I topped it off with a double stroke. To me right back, father, do-a-di-do-day, right back, father, do-a-di-do-day. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-lay, to me right back, father, do-a-di-do-day. Right back, father, do a dido day. Right back, father, do a dido day. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-lay. To me, right back, father, do a dido day. To me, right back, father, do a dido day. Right back, father, do a dido day. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-lay. To me, right back, father, do a dido day.
You were the one who loved me.
kisses so deep, our promises made so freely, and I could have loved anyone else in this world. You were the one who loved me. Lies like the devil don't tell. How did my heart find a hole the right size? Why does your hand fit my hand so well? You weren't the one with kisses so deep, or promises made so free. Could have loved anyone else in this world. You were the one who loved me. You were the one who loved me. And I could have loved anyone else in this world. You
goes. Nighttime falls, day flies. Round and round the cycle goes. We live and then we die, and then we live and then we die. The seasons of my life go round, the sunshine and the rain, the fallow and the days, the joy and then the pain, and then the joy and then the pain. Daylight comes and nighttime goes, nighttime falls, day flies. Round and round the cycle goes, we live and then we die, and then we live and then we. As light above, so light above, so light in all we see. The light is in the act of love, the light that sets us free. Yes, it's the light that sets us free. Daylight comes and nighttime goes. Nighttime falls, day flies. Round and round the cycle goes. We live and then we die, and then
then we die, and then we live, and then we die.
I've met a lot of you, but not all of you. My name is Laurie Miller, and I've been here for a week. And the last week I taught a class on sacred space and the importance of place in American spiritual life. And the next song we're going to do is also a song about the seasons of life. This is called The Child Within. And if you listen to the words, you may be reminded of smells, of colors and sounds of your own childhood. And it's about the years rolling away as you have those moments.
In St. Mary's, West Virginia, out on Federal Ridge, looking past the farmhouse, there's a bridge where the Sugar Creek winds past abandoned fields and mines and a 1936 Chevy in a ditch. Well, you can feel the summer heat in the air and at your feet, with cicadas' voices rising in the sun. And I can be there in a minute, see the tractor and be in it by my papa, with my childhood happy gone. So roll these moments back, leave me standing solid in the track. Then let the child inside me guide me home, and the force of my childhood let me roam. Well, I can hear my grandpa saying that we only learn to live just about the time it's time for us to die. And the lessons that we learn are the bridges that we burn, always with us, yet behind us, out of sight. So roll these moments back, leave me standing solid in the track. Then let the child inside me guide me home, and in the forest of my childhood let me roam. 'Cause nothing stops the passing of the years, or can keep away the trouble and the fears. But many times after, we remember the laughter when we need to find a shelter from our tears. In St. Mary's, West Virginia, out on Federal Ridge, look past the farmhouse, there's a bridge where the Sugar Creek winds past abandoned fields and mines and a 1936 Chevy in a ditch. So roll these moments back, leave me standing solid in the track. The child inside me guide me home, and in the forest of my childhood let me roam. Yes, let the child inside me guide me home.
Guide me home.
I'll tell you about me in a second. But we're going to sing a song now that we would like to invite you to join us on the chorus. So we invite you to join in the chorus. And the chorus, we'll sing it once through, and then we'll all sing it once, and then we'll go on with the song. And that will be your instruction. So many of you may know this. It's a song called Lovely Agnes.
Oh, Agnes, won't you go with me? We'll be married in style, and we'll cross Lake Michigan, so blue and so wild. We'll cross over Lake Michigan till we come to the shore, and our orchards will blossom, for our babies is there born.
Let's slow it down a little.
Okay.
Oh, Agnes, won't you go with me? We'll be married in style, and we'll cross Lake Michigan, so blue and so wild. We'll cross over Lake Michigan till we come to the shore, and our orchards will blossom, for our babies is there born.
Shall we?
Oh, Agnes, won't you go with me? We'll be married in style, and we'll cross Lake Michigan, so blue and so wild. We'll cross over Lake Michigan till we come to the shore, and our orchards will blossom, for our babies is there born.
Oh, yes, I will go with you, leave Wisconsin behind. Though my parents think little of my life on the farm. Oh, to leave the gay city life, to be buried on a farm. But I'll watch the orchards bloom in spring, spend the winters warm in your arms.
Oh, Agnes, won't you go with me? We'll be married in style, and we'll cross Lake Michigan, so blue and so wild. We'll cross over Lake Michigan till we come to the shore, and our orchards will blossom, for our babies is there born.
Three children he gave her, Curtis, Eddie, and Dee, and their fourth child, little Gussie, came 10 years after these. And she raised them with a loving hand and with firmness of mind. And she raised them through troubled times, Agnes, strong-willed and kind.
Oh, Agnes, won't you go with me? We'll be married in style, and we'll cross Lake Michigan, so blue and so wild. We'll cross over Lake Michigan till we come to the shore, and our orchards will blossom, for our babies is there born.
Now 80 years have gone and passed like the fruit on the trees, and her children have children with babes on their knees. And they all join in the summertime on that crystal lake shore to greet lovely Agnes, now 80 years.
Oh, Agnes, won't you go with me? We'll be married in style, and we'll cross Lake Michigan, so blue and so wild. We'll cross over Lake Michigan till we come to the shore, and our orchards will blossom, for our babies is there born.
Yay! Thank you. Can we have the house lights up, please? I told these two partners of mine that Lutherans, once they start singing, like to keep singing. So if you will grab an LBW and turn to page 53, we know this isn't December, but
we're doing seasons.
We're doing songs of seasons in cycle. Yes, we forgot to tell you that.
She said.
We will all together sing the first verse. on page 53. And then we will sing verses 2 and 3 for you. And then once again, we'll go back to the beginning and we'll all sing verse 1 again. And they also said you probably wouldn't want to stand up, but I told them I was going to make you. So, stand up.
Cold December flies away at the rose-red splendor. April's crowning glory breaks while the whole world wonders. On the tree blooms a rose, here in love's own garden, full and strong in glory. In the hopeless time of sin, shadows deep had fallen. All the world lay under death, eyes were closed in sleeping. But when all seemed lost in night, came the sun whose golden light brings the ending joy, brings the endless joy of our hope, highest hope, of our hope's bright dawning. Sun beloved of heaven, now the bud has come to bloom and the world awakens. In the lily's purest flower dwells a wondrous fragrance, and it spreads to all the earth from the moment of its birth. And its beauty lives in the flower, it lives in the flower, and it spreads in its heavenly brightness, sweet perfume delightful.
Verse 1.
Cold December flies away at the rose-red splendor. April's crowning glory breaks while the whole world wonders at the holy unseen power of the tree which bears the flower. On the blessed tree blooms the reddest flower. On the tree blooms the rose, here in love's own garden, full and strong in glory.
Somebody could grab the lights again.
Rise up, O flame, by thy light glowing, show to us beauty, vision, and joy.
Rise up, O
flame, by thy light glowing.
Rise up, O flame, by thy light glowing.
Rise up, O beauty, by thy light glowing. Rise up, O beauty, by thy light glowing. Rise up, O beauty.
My name is Pam Sloper, and the next three songs we're going to do, we are going to ask your indulgence to withhold the impulse of your appreciation, for which we are very grateful. But if you would hold your applause, and so whatever it is that we create in this time and space will not be interrupted by that gift of appreciation. These next three songs, I particularly love. They're sort of evocative in evoking a sense of a quality that is sometimes behind the realities of which we speak. The first one particularly makes a sort of theological statement, if you will, that as I like to think about the song, if we were to take away the theology and the biblical literature that we have that sort of wallpapers the innards of our faith, if we were to take off that wallpaper, if we were somehow to take off that type of that part of the structure in which we dwell in our faith, what would remain? Is there only that decoration? Is there only that expression? Or is there, in fact, something that lies behind or underneath or within that gives the substance that we spend our whole lives trying to interpret and express and connect and live out? That song is called A Core of Silence. And then we'll be singing a song based on a poem by Wordsworth. I thought it was Wordsworth. And again, it's just a sort of evocative moment of this person traveling. And then, thank you, a song that is taken from a Lakota hymn, and it's a statement of how the Divine One, how the Holy One is seen in a lovely metaphor. So, evocative moments.
strings on melancholy strain. Oh, listen, for the veil profound is overflowing with a sound. I listened motionless and still, and as I mounted up the hill, the music in my heart I bore. Long after it was heard no more.
Petals too.